Glauben Sie, dass es einem gesünderen, also jetzt wirklich körperlich gesunden Menschen leichter fällt, diese Qualität zu finden, oder auch einem behinderten Menschen?
Dass welche Qualität? Lebensqualität?
Die Lebensqualität, ja.
Ich denke, das ist sogar leichter für einen Behinderten, der durch ein gewisses Leid gegangen ist, dass sie mehr davon verstehen, von Lebensqualität, was das sein kann. Wenn jemand nur glücklich ist und nur immer alles glatt läuft, die wissen das meistens nicht, was sie haben.
You said it, sometimes you would like to be mental ill to be happier. That's what I wanted to ask. Is it easier for a handicapped person, maybe, which knows I am handicapped, I have a mistake, and so he really knows against what he has to fight? Is it easier for such a...
No. I've never seen a handicapped person being happy with his handicap.
No?
There are people who can connect with it and who find a certain kind of internal balance. If I just watch Cha, he's blind. I asked him, could you imagine to be seeing? And he said, I wouldn't like to.
I wouldn't like.
No, I'm not looking forward to see. So he found something that makes him happy, but he's not happy that he's blind. And I've never met somebody who is happy with a handicap. When I say I would like to be a little bit mentally handicapped too, it's meant as a joke. Also, it's meant as a metaphor. Of course, I would not like to be like that, because it must be really hard to go through life if you have a handicap.
But Aman, you like to go into psychiatric or museums?
what intrigues me in that is, I also have never met anybody who feels completely perfect with himself. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has a handicap, and everybody has multiple handicaps. And I try to, by going into these extreme examples, to make a link with what everybody is experiencing. Mm-hmm. I hope when people see Vespers, that they are not thinking about sick people, but they are thinking about, yeah, this is me.